February 11th through the 17th, John chapters 2 through 4, Ye Must Be Born Again. Reading John chapters 2 through 4 is a good way to start preparing to teach. Record any spiritual impressions you receive and use this outline to find additional insights and teaching ideas. Invite sharing. Write three headings on the board: John chapter 2, John chapter 3, and John chapter 4. Give class members a few minutes to review these chapters, and then ask them to write under each heading a verse that helped them understand the doctrine and events in that chapter. Discuss the verses they wrote.
Teach the doctrine. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Our lives are changed as we follow Jesus Christ. Sometimes we can gain spiritual insights by paying attention to the details in a scriptural account. Consider inviting class members to read John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, and list the details that deepened their appreciation of the miracle at the wedding feast. How did this miracle manifest the glory of God? See verse 11. It may help class members understand this story if they consider the miracle from the unique perspectives of those who witnessed it. How are our attitudes toward miracles sometimes like those of the people at the wedding feast? For example, like Mary, who knew a miracle could take place, or the ruler, who was unaware that a miracle had occurred. Consider inviting a few class members to give an account of the feast as if they were one of the people present. John chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. We can defend sacred places and things. How can you help class members learn from the account of Jesus driving the money changers out of the temple? How can they defend sacred places and things such as homes, churches, temples, and scriptures? This statement from President David O. McKay might help. Quote, "Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise," from John chapter 2, verse 16. Making and spending money, fault-finding, and particularly gossiping about neighbors in a house of worship are essentially violations of this command given nearly 2,000 years ago. End quote. In Conference Report, October 1956. How can we preserve the sanctity of the temple and other holy places? John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. We must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. To help class members understand Jesus' invitation to be born again, see John chapter 3, verse 3, you could invite them to share insights they gain from what the Savior taught Nicodemus in these verses. What words and phrases did he use? What other scriptures or statements from church leaders could expand class members' understanding of this invitation? See topical guide, Man New, Spiritually Reborn, for scriptural examples, and see additional resources for statements from church leaders. How might class members explain to someone of another faith what it means to be born again? How would they include repentance, baptism, and confirmation in this conversation? Consider inviting class members to practice how they would answer this question with the person sitting next to them. The quotes from the prophet Joseph Smith in additional resources could add to this discussion. Some people believe that a person can't really change. Nicodemus, however, is an example of someone who did change as a result of following the gospel of Jesus Christ. To help class members see this, you could invite them to search John chapter 3, verses 1 through 2, John chapter 7, verses 40 through 52, and John chapter 19, verses 39 and 40. What do we learn from these passages about Nicodemus's attitudes and beliefs? How did he change over time? What examples can we share about people we know who have changed because of the gospel? Looking at a baby or picture of a baby may give your class a good opportunity to compare the qualities of a newborn with the qualities of someone who has been spiritually reborn. John chapter 4, verses 6 through 34. Jesus Christ offers us living water and the meat of doing God's work. Our bodies need food and water daily. Jesus referred to these universal needs when he taught both the Samaritan woman and his disciples. To help class members understand what the Savior was teaching, You could post pictures of food and water on the board and invite class members to write under each picture the spiritual truth that Jesus taught. How can worshiping God in spirit and in truth quench our spiritual thirst? How is our spiritual hunger satisfied by doing the will of God? Reflecting on the progression of the Samaritan woman's testimony of Jesus Christ can help your class members ponder how they have come to know He is the Messiah. As a class, look for the terms the Samaritan woman used to refer to the Savior in John chapter 4, verses 6 through 30. What do these terms imply about her knowledge of who Jesus was? How have we grown in our testimonies that He is our Savior? Encourage learning at home. To inspire class members to read Matthew chapter 5 and Luke chapter 6, tell them that these chapters contain what President Joseph Fielding Smith called the greatest sermon that was ever preached so far as we know. From Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith, 2013.
Additional resources, John chapters 2 through 4, videos of Jesus' acts and teachings, Jesus turns water into wine, Jesus cleanses the temple, Jesus teaches of being born again, and Jesus teaches a Samaritan woman, all on LDS.org. What it means to be born again. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, quote, "You might as well baptize a bag of sand as a man, if not done in view of the remission of sins and getting of the Holy Ghost. Baptism by water is but half a baptism, and is good for nothing without the other half, that is, the baptism of the Holy Ghost." End quote. From Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 95. Elder David A. Bednar taught, quote, "Conversion is mighty, not minor. A spiritual rebirth and fundamental change of what we feel and desire, what we think and do, and what we are. Indeed, the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ entails a fundamental and permanent change in our very nature, made possible through our reliance upon the merits and mercy and grace of the Holy Messiah. As we choose to follow the Master, we choose to be changed, to be spiritually reborn." End quote. From Ye Must Be Born Again, Ensign Orleahona, May 2007. Elder Ditot Christofferson taught, quote, "You may ask, why doesn't this mighty change happen more quickly with me?" You should remember that the remarkable examples of King Benjamin's people, Alma, and some others in Scripture are just that, remarkable and not typical. For most of us, the changes are more gradual and occur over time. Being born again, unlike our physical birth, is more a process than an event, and engaging in that process is the central purpose of mortality. End quote. From Born Again, Ensign Orleahona, May 2008. Elder Dallin H. Oaks taught, quote, "We were born again when we entered into a covenant relationship with our Savior by being born of water and of the Spirit, and by taking upon us the name of Jesus Christ. We can renew that rebirth each Sabbath when we partake of the sacrament." Latter-day Saints affirm that those who have been born again in this way are spiritually begotten sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, in order to realize the intended blessings of this born-again status, we must still keep our covenants and endure to the end. In the meantime, through the grace of God, we have been born again as new creatures, with new spiritual parentage and the prospects of a glorious inheritance. End quote. From Have You Been Saved? Ensign May 1998. Improving Our Teaching. The teacher is no better than the learner. Your role as a teacher is important, but you are not the sole source of inspiration in the class. Help class members learn from the Spirit and share with each other what they learn.